Unit 14. Teen Survived Ordeal.
The U.S. Coast Guard expected to find a dead body. A young man had plunged into the frigid Alaskan sea. He was in the water 26 hours. The rescuers found him alive. They were delighted. The adventure began on a September morning in 2012. It started in Sitka, Alaska. 19-year-old Ryan Harris and his friend, Stony Huffman, stepped into a small aluminum boat. They rowed out into the sea. They planned to catch salmon. Soon a wave capsized their boat. They were 3.2 kilometers from shore. The men were thrown into 7 degrees Celsius water. Their boat quickly sank. A plastic fish crate and its lid were left floating. Ryan climbed into the fish crate. At just 1.2 meters square, it was not large enough to hold both men. Stony found a survival suit and put it on. He grabbed the fish crate lid. It served as a flotation aid. He started swimming for shore. Sea currents pulled Ryan out to sea. Other currents carried Stony to shore. It was 40 kilometers north of Sitka. No people were there. It took rescuers 24 hours to find him. He told them to go look for Ryan. 4 U.S. Coast Guard helicopters searched for hours. Ryan's fish crate was blue and blended in with the water. However, he had been waiting and hoping for the sound of the choppers. He waved wildly. Members of the rescue team jumped into the water. They strapped Ryan to a hoist. It lifted him into the helicopter. It was more than good luck that kept Ryan alive. He kept thinking in the fish crate. He kept a positive attitude. He told himself over and over that he would not die. He sang nursery rhymes and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. This kept him from panicking. Ryan did not know if anyone was looking for him. Yet he promised himself that help was on the way. Ryan attributed his survival to these positive thoughts. Positive thinking is powerful. It helped Ryan stay alive. Ryan's ordeal would have killed most people. Incredibly, Ryan did not even have frostbite.